21st century British justice, Sean Tuck. He posted a comment on Facebook that was deemed racist. He got 15 weeks in prison. Sam Melia, he got 24 months in prison for selling stickers that were perceived to be anti-immigrant. Al Soaimi, he raped a 12-year-old girl. He got 180 community hours, no prison time. Not that there isn't good news. Watching the news today, seeing the pictures, I think Hamas will no longer be able to throw LGBTQ plus people off tall buildings because I don't think they have any tall buildings left there. They do have a pier we're using to send aid. Why? Why not use existing ports and let Israel have a look at what's coming through? Because the temporary pier setup is about bypassing Israel. And not just about bypassing Israel, but also Egypt, the two countries worried most about keeping weapons out of the hands of Hamas terrorists. Once the pier has been set up in this violation of Israel's sovereignty, Hamas terrorists, who are still in power, will have a direct connection with their allies on the outside, and that includes so-called humanitarian groups. We bailed out Iraqi Shiites and Syrian Sunnis, only to have them kill Americans. The Arab Spring toppled Yemen's government and turned the Red Sea into a terror zone for international shipping. The Iran deal gave the terror regime in Tehran billions of dollars that it used to wage war with us. And we helped negotiate the deals to appease Hamas that led directly to the atrocities on October the 7th. The world is about to pay a huge price for this foolishness. I'm Franklin. This is WCGA News Talk 1100.